He is a classless, graceless, shameless barbarian.
What he did to you, Elizabeth, it was disgusting.
Awful.
Just vile.
Can you pass a plate of...
But why didn't you tell us? The thought of you fighting us alone all those years.
I didn't want pity.
Is it true that they were arguing?
No. She came down here to be with me. Of course, we didn't expect it was going to be made a public display. I guess he thought that was the best way to dispel the rumors.
That man does not deserve to be president.
I've never wanted to speak ill of him, Elizabeth, but when I think of the way he's treated you and Claire...
Oh, stop now. He is still her son-in-law.
No, Ma's right. He doesn't deserve to be president. You could... Oh, help me, actually.
Anything, just say the word.
Heather Dunbar. We should be supporting her. With our checkbooks.
You really want him to lose?
When he loses, Claire can begin her own career, which is far more important to me. I don't know if we can really make a difference, but I'd rather do more than just sit around and badmouth him.
So, we just write a check?
Now, Francis can't know. I mean, our donations will have to be once removed.
That amendment has stalled for years because we didn't have someone in Veterans Affairs.
It isn't a veterans issue. It's public health. That's not my specialty.
Wait, you're telling me you don't know anyone who's had breast cancer?
I mean, in terms of legislation.
50% more. That's how many more black women die of breast cancer than white women. In our district, it's higher than the murder rate. Help us get this clinic.
I don't deny that it's an important issue, but I have to pick and choose what I support.
You're in a tight race back home, Congresswoman. We'll set up a super PAC. $3 million.
You did this without talking to me.
Claire and I spoke at length, Mother.
Claire? You're calling the First Lady by her given name now?
Well, and I would hope you would too, Congresswoman.
You went behind my back, Mrs. Underwood.
I'm not asking for a full endorsement. I'm just asking for your blessing on Celia delaying her run. And, of course, a promise to not campaign against me.
Jackie Sharp's big on Dunbar. Why would she help you?
This money isn't directly linked to us.
You mean the president's comfortable putting money in Jackie's war chest?
He is. But we have to keep this quiet. There can't be any communication between your office and his.
Speech.
Seth, put in your latest edits. Once you approve, we'll send to the teleprompters.
Has she arrived yet?
A few minutes ago.
Please sit down.
If Jackie gets cold feet, we can't leave her any choice.
I'm already on top of that.
How? They always use the same hotel. I've got a guy set up across the street.
I'm assuming you're being careful.
I'm not just a tech outfit. I can go old school, too.
Ma'am, we have lunch prepared for you.
This is impressive.
Well, soak it up while you can. We won't be here long. I'll be right back. Anatoly Rostropov, his empire's worth $30 billion.
Petrov had him killed last night.
Stanislav Ustrovich, founder of Turkus Oil.
Found dead early this morning.
Igor Milkin, media tycoon, worth $24 billion.
Very outspoken against Petrov after the government seized his TV stations and newspapers.
His private plane landed in Bangor, Maine 2 hours ago. We've got him quarantined on the tarmac.
He's seeking political asylum, says he's in fear for his life.
We believe they've been formulating a plan to unseat Petrov.
Brutus Cassius and the one that got away.
Moscow's adamant we send him back immediately.
Then send him back. I don't want the State of the Union overshadowed by some asylum dispute. He's Petrov's problem, not ours.
Legally, sir, we are obligated to process his asylum request.
Don't tell me the press knows he's here.
No, sir. We jammed communications on his plane as soon as it entered U.S. airspace.
Then we don't have a problem, do we?
It's likely he'll be killed if we send him back.
So be it. He tried to slay a dragon and he missed the mark. Now he's got to face the fire.
Our fear is more killings, more company seizures. That leads to a run on the banks, collapse of the ruble, default on debt.
And we already know he's been back-channeling about a bailout with the IMF.
Well, if you have a proposal to make, then make it quickly. I have a speech to prep for.
Yes.
Last year you wore the taupe, so maybe this is too similar.
Come in. I was able to get Mrs. Hale on the phone.
Oh, great. Could you excuse me for a moment?
Mother?
You doing okay, Mrs. Hale?
Yes, thank you.
Who was that?
Oh, I'm treating myself to a pedicure. Nobody can hear me. You want to talk?
Yes, I wanted to thank you for all of your help. It looks like
the Congresswoman is leaning toward a yes.
You know, I was thinking, when you run, you should use your maiden name instead.
Mother, I couldn't do that. It would look bad.
Mm. Well, then how about if you use Claire Hale Underwood? That has a nice ring to it.
Maybe.
Have you seen him yet?
No, not yet.
What are you going to wear tonight?
I was just deciding that now, actually.
Something dark, I hope.
Well, it's between black and ivory, and to tell you the truth, this ivory is so beautiful.
Oh, six. Don't wear ivory. Even with your figure, it'll accentuate all the wrong places.
Are you going to watch the speech, Mother?
Yes, I'm going to have Michael put a TV in the bedroom.
Mrs. Underwood. The president is ready for you. I'll be ready. Mother, I have to go.
Yes, of course. I'm sure you must be very busy.
I'll see you when I get home.
If I'm asleep...
Then I'll see you in the morning. Goodbye, Mother.
Bye. Wear the black.
I don't want even the slightest chance this gets out.
We set up a perimeter, and we'll cover the tail number.
Good. Set up a call with Petrov for after the speech.
It'll be 5 a.m. in Moscow.
Oh, I guarantee he'll be watching.
Sir, you should take this.
Excuse me. Hello, Congresswoman. Sorry for the delay. Please sit down. Did you get the earrings?
I did. Thank you.
My mother's 2-carat diamonds for tonight.
There's nothing quite like diamond earrings.
Shall we begin?
This year, we're handling the arrival a bit differently. You'll be escorted to the rotunda for a photo op with the leadership before going to the holding room.
I don't need to go to the holding room. You can take me directly to the gallery.
Yes, that's fine. Whatever the First Lady prefers.
And we'll need 2 separate motorcades after. I'll be going straight to the airport.
2 motorcades, then?
Yes, sir. I'd like to brief you on the list of special
guests. This all seems pretty straightforward. I'm good if you are.
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you so very much. Do you have a moment? How's Elizabeth?
She sends her regards.
I'll bet she does. And the campaign?
Still exploring viability.
Doris isn't on board yet.
We'll see.
What have you offered her?
Well, I want to put together a solid campaign strategy with Leanne before engaging her again.
Well, if you need my help, let me know. She and I were very close when I was quick.
Well, you've got a lot on your plate.
Well, it's no trouble at all.
I'll let you know. See you tonight.
You ready to prep, sir?
I need to make some changes.
I'll call the speechwriters.
No, I want to do these myself. And track down Callista. We have to make room for one more guest.
Yes, sir. How well do you know Doris Jones?
Met her a few times. I don't know that well, though. Why?
Her daughter, Celia, wants me to help them get appropriations for a breast cancer clinic. In return, they want to pad my campaign with Texas money.
How much?
$3 million. To start.
Her district doesn't have that kind of money.
Celia says they're courting donors from outside the 30th. But one of my aides heard that Claire Underwood and Leanne Harvey were in Jones' office today.
Leanne, someone I know. Brendan Hill was courting her a few years ago.
Did she turn you down?
Couldn't afford it.
Look, I know you're out of the game, but this is a lot of money. If it's legit, it could really help me. But if it's not,
I'll talk to Leanne and see what I can find out.
I want to taste you first.
You didn't eat your lunch, Mrs. Hale.
Yeah, I'm not. I didn't feel well.
Then you really should eat dinner. Your medication
isn't... Please
don't
make me ask you again. I could just take away the smell of it. It's making me ill.
Yes, ma'am.
United States.
more fun this way, you know, hanging with the hoi polloi.
So who brings you to D.C.?
Oh, our Congress in town. It's good wrestling work.
It's going to be impossible. You turn people away.
How'd you know I was in town?
I might be retired, but I still have my ear to the ground.
So that's true. The great Remy Danton has hung up his jersey.
I've never felt better.
Don't tell me it's a social event.
No.
Well, if it isn't business.
It's business.
Okay.
So,
hold on, it's just starting.
I'm presenting to you the President of the United States. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Mr. Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, my fellow Americans. 1 year ago, when I gave this address for the first time, it was during a very different period for our country. Our nation was recovering from a political scandal and a trade crisis with China. Before you stood a president no one had elected. But that same man stands before you now, and the darkness is behind us. The State of the Union is bright and getting brighter. We've had our challenges, yes, particularly with Russia. There were some tense moments, to be sure, and yet we overcame those tensions. President Petrov, let us continue to build trust and show that we've learned from our experiences last year. And I personally like to acknowledge the First Lady, who led the way in repairing those burned bridges.
She's getting more applause than the President.
Good for you, isn't it? What a high-profile client.
Who told you that?
It's a guess.
No, you guessed wrong.
So what do you know about big Texas donors who care enough about a poor Dallas district to donate money to a campaign in California?
That went right over my head.
First Lady was in Dallas. You were in Dallas. First Lady's here, now you're here.
I think you have far too much time on your hands.
Your fingerprints are all over this money.
You're working for Jackie Sharp now?
No. Just friends.
Just friends, huh?
Yeah.
I think your fingerprints are all over her. How about this? You don't poke around in my shit, and I won't poke around in yours. It's good to see you, Remy. Don't get too soft in retirement.
Now, it's considered uncouth for a president who's in the midst of a campaign to talk directly about the upcoming election, but tonight
I feel compelled, because the votes our electorate casts during the current primaries and the general election in November will have a profound impact on everyone in this room. Some of us, myself included, may find ourselves out of a job. If we want to keep our jobs, we have to listen to the American people. We have to work harder. We have to deliver. Just like Doris Jones. She has kept her job in Congress for 34 years because she never relented in the face of adversity. In fact, just today, she called me about a breast cancer clinic she has been fighting for over the past decade. Now, her plan is bold.
A VA hospital expansion open to the general public, financed by federal money. A bold plan that will significantly increase successful diagnoses and treatment through education, screenings, and affordable care. Now she's gotten resistance time and again.
From the Veterans Affairs Administration, from a colleague in Congress.
Can you turn it up a bit?
see government funds going to Planned Parenthood. And yet when she called me today, she was just as passionate about this clinic as she was when she first brought it up to me 10 years ago. Well, Doris, it worked. I'll be working with the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, HUD, and the congressional leaders to get you that clinic because of you will save lives. And that is exactly the sort of leadership the American people want. More leaders like Doris Jones. And when she retires at the end of this term, I'm delighted to say that her daughter Celia will run for the open seat to continue delivering just like her mother has.
Fucking way.
And I, for one, will support your candidacy with everything I've got, and I know Claire will as well. Texans are tenacious. I'm proud to be married to one, and I'm proud to have served with one like Congresswoman Jones. Thank you, Doris, for all your years of service, and thank you, Celia, for picking up the mantle.
Doris said her daughter spoke out of turn that she didn't know about the deal she was brokering with Underwood.
Did you connect with Leanne?
No, I didn't. She said she couldn't meet until tomorrow.
Well, I guess it's no point now anyway. If the White House is orchestrating the funding, Underwood's not going to want my help. Fuck. I really could use that money.
Well, it looks too good to be true.
Yeah, I know. When am I going to see you again?
I don't know. I've been feeling a bit stir crazy. If I'm retired, I should probably travel somewhere.
Well, you could travel to California. I'll be there more than here until November.
Maybe.
Or don't. Do you know how to reach me? Do you think it was Remy?
Highly doubtful. I made it clear what we knew.
He knows you have proof?
He knows that I know, not that I have proof.
Maybe we shouldn't have played that card yet.
Remy was connecting the dots.
I needed to put the brakes on him.
Well, if it wasn't him, Doris must have gone to Francis himself. She saw an opening.
Ma'am, there's been a change of plans.
Oh, hold on. What change of plans?
We're taking you back to the White House.
No, we're going to Andrews.
I'm sorry. This is direct from the president.
This is not going to be as difficult as it seems. Now, Terry's going to be in touch with Veteran Affairs first thing tomorrow to draft an amendment. And if the Republicans give us any resistance in committee, I'll start making calls.
No reason why this can't get to the floor before the end of the session.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank yourself. You played this well.
How did you play it?
Well, now, that's our little secret, isn't it? I'll walk you out.
Mr. President, I got this.
Oh, Claire, didn't the president make the most wonderful speech?
Oh, he certainly did.
And I thank you for convincing the president to mention Celia in his remarks.
Well, it was my pleasure.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Claire.
We had a deal.
I showed up.
And used that opportunity to undermine the campaign. Why didn't you just ask me? If you needed the clinic to convince Doris...
You don't want me to run, Francis.
That's right, I don't. But we reached an understanding.
I think you said what you wanted me to hear.
Well, then you misread me.
I am looking out for myself, just like you are.
And where did that get you, looking out for yourself instead of looking out for us? The 30th is dead now, you know that.
You think I'm giving up?
What, you're going to run against the Joneses? You'll make a fool of yourself, Claire. The odds were against you even with their blessing. I hoped you'd reach that conclusion on your own, but instead, you lied to me. Now, I can't force you to see reason, but I will not allow you to become dangerous.
I'll take one.
Take mine. Claire, look. When I win the general, then we can concentrate on a Senate seat for you in Texas. You don't want to be in the House anyway. And neither of us could have predicted a Heather Dunbar, how formidable she'd be. We are fighting for our lives here. And when you run, you want to do so from a position of strength. It's about timing.
Maybe it's too soon. Maybe you're right. But I need to think.
Fair enough.
I can't do that here.
Back in Texas.
I'm not sure how long I'll need.
It'll take as long as you want.
I should get going.
It's late. You sure you don't want to spend the night?
Well, Mother was expecting me.
All right.
I'll walk myself out. You enjoy your drink.
You know, there was a boy that lived down the street from me in Gaffney, about my age. His name was Walter Rison. He used to run away from home all the time and come to our house. Not for any good reason. His daddy didn't beat him. He had clothes on his back. The Risons had way more money than we did, but run away he would at least once a month and come straight to our place. Now, usually, my mother would call his mother and she'd come and fetch him. But about the 9th or 10th time this happened, Walter ran outside, climbed up into a tree in our backyard and wouldn't come down for nothing. And my mama said to his mama, well, why don't you let us keep him for a while until he feels like coming home? But man, oh man, that boy was stubborn. Night came and he was still up there. No food, no water, no toilet. And just before I went to bed, I looked out my window and I heard him crying. And I said, Walter, why don't you come on down? And he just shook his head no. Well, the next morning I woke up, I looked out the window, and Walter was still up in that tree. So after breakfast, I walked over with a plate of eggs, and I asked him if he wanted some. And again, he just shook his head. And I got angry. That boy had a good house, a good family, the sort I would have killed for, and he didn't even realize it. So I went into the tool shed, and I took out an axe. And I said to Walter, you want to know what it's really like to live in my house? And I gave that tree a good whack. And Walter cried out, but I kept on. I mean, you've never heard screams like the one coming from Walter as I chopped at that tree. He pissed his pants, and it came raining down on the ground. About I didn't pay it no mind. I just kept whacking away. Well, it didn't take long before Walter was on the ground and running back to his house. You see, all he needed was a little motivation. So I'll give Claire some time. But for her sake, I hope she comes out of her tree before I have to bring out my axe.
Hey. He wants me to hold off for Senate. I told him I would think about it.
So it's over?
Oh, no. It's not over.
He endorsed Celia on national television.
Forget the 30th. We need to think bigger. This cycle.
Then we need to talk seriously about my compensation.
Leon?
Yes, sir.
I'm ready.
I'll connect you now, sir. President Petrov, you are now on with the President.
Good evening, Mr. President.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Your speech was good. Perhaps a bit too optimistic, hmm?
I meant what I said about Russia.
It's just words. They mean very little.
I'm willing to back them up with action. First, we should talk about a bailout. I'm willing to work with the IMF to get you what you need. And second, as a
gesture of good faith, we'd like to return Agromilkin to Russia.
You should have done so already.
I need your assurances he'll get a trial.
What do you care about Igor Milkin?
I don't.
You can send him to Siberia and let him die of black lung in a coal mine for all I care. But I do care about your economy. You keep killing high-profile businessmen and seizing their assets. That's no...
You mean traitors?
Look,
I am aware that they were plotting a coup, but that still doesn't...
Yes, because you orchestrated it.
Excuse me?
Why else would Milkin fly to America?
We had nothing to do with this.
Oh, you lied to me about the Jordan Valley. You lied to me about Michael Corrigan.
I am not trying to replace you,
Victor. I'm trying to help you, but you have to help me. These threats of reducing your oil production,
it won't work. You think jacking up energy prices is going to hurt us, but it's just extortion. And I will not respond to extortion. Now, I'll send your trader back.
But you've got to stop seizing companies and making people disappear.
Igor Milkin is worse than a traitor. He's an American puppet.
Regime change, that's extortion.
Yes, but they acted on their own. You're being paranoid.
Send them back. No terms.
We're not going to get anywhere if you're not willing to negotiate.
Well, then I believe we're finished.
And I believe you're right. Thank you, Mr. President. Put Milken in a secure location. He's not going anywhere.
Mr. Milken, I need you to come with me.
Where are we going?
A detainment facility.
I'm not being deported, am I?
No. We're going to process your asylum request.
Want to smoke, you should smoke.
I only wanted one drag.
He hated how you used to go down to the stables with your cigarettes.
I didn't realize he knew.
He adored you. You got away with murder.
Did you wait up for me?
No, it's a medication. Keeps me tired all day and then I'm up all night. I watched the speech. What are you going to do?
It's late, Mother. Let's talk in the morning.
By the way, those earrings are beautiful. I noticed them on TV.
They're Francis's mother's earrings.
They look like they're over a carat.
2 carrots. No doubt she stole them from someone.
The Underwoods never cease to amaze.
Mother, I'm going to need some money.
For the clinic?
$1.5 million for Leanne and some on top of that.
Well, I thought your campaign was dead.
It is, but I still need her to work for me.
But what for? I mean, I can't ask my friends for money.
Our money.
You mean my money.
Don't fight me on this. Daddy would have done it, no questions asked.
Yes, well, I'm not as foolish as he was.
Well, I'll just have to sell the estate.
You what?
The money is in the trust, but the land is in my name.
You wouldn't dare.
Well, I'm asking for your help. If you refuse to get
help? You didn't lift a finger to help me when I got sick.
You didn't tell me you were sick.
Because you had turned your back on me. Oh, you are such a disappointment.
You don't want me to sell this house out from under you, but I will.
I am the mother. I am the mother!